Well, for many Sydneysiders, they've probably seen him on the nightly news with his feats at the under-19s and then also during the opening Shield match where he took some terrific wickets, and the wrong'un appears to be an absolute beauty. He took 7 for 87 in that match. Let's get to Lloyd Pope, if possible. He joins us on the line. He's coming up to the Sydney Sixers. Hi, Lloyd.
Hello, how are you going?
Yeah, terrific, mate. Thanks for joining us. It's been a good start to the season for you.
Yeah, it definitely has. Thanks for having me on.
No worries. What about in that first game for South Australia, Lloyd? I'm assuming, mate, you weren't expecting to take a 7-for.
No, it probably wasn't the first thing that was going through our mind. I was probably just a little bit worried about putting the ball in the right area and if I was up to the standard at that level. And, everything just sort of clicked. And, yeah, it was a really great day. We just went so fast. And looking back on it now, it was one of my sort of proudest moments in my career.
And you're used to taking big wicket hauls because in the World Cup under-19s, I think you took 8 for 32 against England. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, that must have been pretty special as well.
Definitely. Australia unfortunately didn't make that many runs. I think we made about 120. We batted first, and again, everything sort of clicked. And I just thought about it, and I was like, well, when I came onto bowl, we're about 950. And I thought we're gonna have to take some wickets pretty quickly. So just tried to be as aggressive as possible, and the ball just came out quite right, and we gained some momentum and took it from there.
Lloyd, making that transition from your under-19s cricket to Sheffield Shield cricket and first-class cricket isn't always easy, but obviously the transition's been pretty good for you so far.
We've talked about it a fair bit at SACA in sort of when I've chatted to my coaches and things, and some of the feedback was that they wanted me to sort of make that transition and start bowling to men and to get some performances there. So it was nice to make that transition, and I think it's a really big step in my career, and I've been working really hard in the off season to get my leggy up to the standard that I can bowl it consistently in Shield cricket now. So it's great to have been given that opportunity, and I'm still just trying to take it with both hands.
Now that you're playing in the first-class arena, do you do a lot of video on batsmen you're about to bowl to, or do you just sort of bowl and work it out on the run?
We definitely have a lot of technology that we can look at. We have a system that sort of basically got every game from the last 2 years with batters' dismissals, their boundaries, every ball that they face in their innings. So if you want to, you can watch hours and hours of footage on particular batsmen to try and find weaknesses and things. So I find that a really good tool to look at and to see how they sort of play spin and to see where they hit their boundaries and their strengths and weaknesses and stuff. So it's definitely a big part of the new game of cricket.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Lloyd Pope, of course, from South Australia, but now he's going to be playing for the Sydney Sixers in the Big Bash competition, which is terrific. Lloyd, obviously the art of leg spin, of course, we all know regarding Shane Warne and how great he was, but it's always such a difficult art to master, leg spin, but it appears to be your wrong'un that's your big wicket-taking ball. Is that right? Can you give us an insight?
I guess, when you look at the highlights, it might sort of seem like that, but I try my best to sort of set the batsman up and bowl a couple of leggies that turn beat the bat on the outside edge, and then bring the ball back in for a little bit that they're not expecting it. So especially with red ball cricket, it's about setting batters up over a long time. But in white ball and now with the Sixers, hopefully I'll be able to bowl a lot more sort of variations and things and spin the ball both ways, but like 3 or 4 times each over. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, you talk about trying to set the batsman up. You must like it as a leg spinner then when a batsman tries to take you on. And when they start to get the better of you, what's your mindset then?
That's when I really think I'm in the game. So I really love white ball cricket for that reason. And yeah, one day is and T20. So I know from ball one that they're going to have some scoring pressure already on them. So I use that to my advantage, and you can set a bit more of a defensive field and bowl really aggressively. And if they take you on, they'll probably get a single to a sweeper, and they've got more chance of getting out. So it's the best of both worlds. But in red ball cricket, they can sort of block your good balls, and then your wicket ball has to be that step above your good ball that you're always bowling. So I think it's a little bit harder to get wickets there.
Yeah, and Lloyd, have you always been a leg spinner, and was Warnie a type of guy that sort of inspired you to take it up?
Very young, I used to sort of just trundle in and bowl some medium pace, but I went to leggies pretty early, and I've always watched all the greats of the game. So definitely Warnie was up there, and he's a big influence on sort of my career. And the main thing I took from Warnie was to turn the ball a long way, and I've really tried to do that throughout my whole career. And that's some of the messages I've been getting from my coaches throughout my career, is that I was sort of a natural turner of the ball. So I tried to keep that going, I guess.
Lloyd, it was a terrific, I'm sure you saw it on social media, the BBL, the post from the Sydney Sixers. They had the SCG, the famous old members stand, and they had the smoke coming from the chimney above the grandstand. Did you get to see it? It was terrific, I thought, just signalling the Pope had arrived.
Yeah, no, I did see that. The Sixers are really funny on their media. They have a lot of different posts and things. I had a good laugh at that. I think they also have one of Mickey and Jack Edwards with a stepbrothers Photoshop thing like that. So they love putting a bit of banter on their social media, which I think is great.
Yeah. And those guys, obviously Jason Sanger, he was your skipper, wasn't he, at the under-19s? He came out and made 100 for New South. And Jack, I'm not too sure whether Jack Edwards was in that side, but it's good to see the teenagers doing well.
Yeah, no, they both actually hit 100. So I was very, very happy for them. And it's great to see sort of the blokes that I've grown up playing cricket with doing well at the highest arena. So it's a statement for young Australian cricket as well. So I think we've got some positive signs.
And have you got a favourite form of the game? Is it the test? Oh, 4-day cricket, 5-day cricket? Is it the 1-day internationals, or is it the T20s? Or do you like them all?
Definitely like them all. I'm really looking forward to playing some T20 cricket, because I probably haven't played as much of that as I would have liked. I've played a lot of 1-days, but the Big Bash is probably the one of the most exciting things that I'm looking forward to, with huge crowds and things. So it's going to be a little bit nerve-wracking, but it's definitely going to be an awesome experience, and I can't wait for it.
Lloyd, we just wanted to say welcome to the Sydney Sixers. Congrats on that, and congrats on a good start to the season, and keep it going.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Really enjoyed our chat. Lloyd Pope.
Impressive young man, Terry.
Our very first papal visit. I think we can probably say, on the Big Sports Breakfast. And yeah, good to see. Look, he's only 18 years of age, turns 19 on December 1st. So he's a young player to keep an eye on, Lloyd Pope.